When Carson Daly steps down from his NBC show Last Call, the network will replace him with a voice that'll be unique in late night.
I don't know if this recording.
Your dress is short. Don't know what for.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Now you know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing.
I'm going to show you how to make a Migos song from beginning to end, from conception to music video in 9 simple steps.
That's Lily Singh, a YouTube star with more than 14 million subscribers. She'll become the only woman to host a daily late-night show on any of the Big Four networks when she takes over the 1:35 a.m. Eastern slot. To find out more about the significance of Singh's move to NBC, I spoke earlier with Casey Ifeanyi, an associate editor with Fast Company magazine.
I think that YouTube has proven, and as well as other social media outlets, that this is really an incubator for a lot of comedians to practice her talent, find their audience, and really kind of craft their voice in a way. So she really is just a YouTube phenomenon. I mean, 14 million subscribers is nothing to sneeze at.
Absolutely. Well, like, have we seen instances where, you know, YouTube stars, people with a lot of followers on that channel, have been able to translate that into success in sort of a legacy type situation like an NBC?
It's interesting because, to my knowledge, there hasn't really been a 100% success story when it comes to particularly a YouTube star translating that into something larger like a TV show. There have certainly been a lot of attempts, and then specifically this instance, Grace Helbig, another pretty big YouTube star, she had her show on E, I want to say 2015, and it didn't go past one season. I think she only had 8 episodes. So it's a question of, was it the right timing? Was it the right network? Did she have the right development? Like, there's so many factors that can go into something not working. But yeah, it's been interesting. This is, to my knowledge, like I said, I don't know if there's really been a true success story in a YouTube star translating that success on that platform to a network.
Is there a sense that Lily Singh might be able to change that?
I do think so. I think that when you, like I said, 14 million subscribers compared to Grace's 2 million. I mean, 2 million is obviously not small, but 14 million obviously proves that she has a considerable an audience and a considerable amount of eyes on her. And I do think that with NBC's giant marketing budget and plus the other shows that it has in its roster, they have, you know, obviously Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers all leading into her 1:35 a.m. slot. So there's a lot of promotion behind it. I do think that there's a lot of energy behind this choice as well. And Lily saying she's a woman of color, she's a queer woman of color, she's hitting at all these intersections that people want to hear from. People want that point of view from not only a woman, but a woman of color, not only a woman of color, but a queer woman of color. So she hits all these intersections that I think could really bring a fresh voice to the late night space. It's just a matter of, will NBC give her that room to grow, to find her voice in the network sense? She obviously found it on YouTube, but I do think it's up to the network to allow her to find her voice in the TV space.
All right, so if you are not one of her 14 million YouTube subscribers, let me ask you first, how would you describe what her YouTube channel is all about? Like, what does she do? And also, does it seem like that is the kind of thing that would be able to be translated to a late night show on a major network?
It's an interesting question because, well, first of all, the type of content that she puts out on YouTube, it's very comedy heavy. She does a lot of sketches. She has a lot of vlogs. She has different personas and characters that she does. So it's very much in that comedic vein. When it comes to translating that to network, she certainly has a lot of competition in that space, because if you want to look at the late night landscape in pretty stark terms, it's all comedy in some way, but it's either political comedy or straight up comedy, like sketches and silly bits and things like that. I honestly don't think she's going to lean into the political matter. She said so herself. She posted a video after she made the announcement saying exactly that it's going to be sketches and interviews and that type of thing. But there's a lot of competition in that space with James Corden and, you know, Jimmy Fallon, her network mate. And so there's a lot of people doing what she's proposing to do. And I do feel like there is room for another point of view in that particular space. It's just a matter of, you know, can she I'm keeping my eyes on it to see, you know, what that's going to look like, because it's a very, very crowded landscape. And even though she has all these things that make her different at the outset, it still boils down to the same thing, sketch comedy bits and things like that. So she has a steep road ahead of her. You know, I follow her channel. I'm a fan of hers personally. I think she's up for the task, but it's not gonna be easy, because you really need to find that differentiating factor to get people to tune in, because the people who subscribe to her channel, they know what she puts out. I think it's up to NBC and up to her as well. And I think that this is a really great built-in marketing strategy for them to introduce her to the people who aren't her 14 million subscribers. Because there's a lot of people, 14 million is a lot, but there's a lot of people who still don't know who she is. So I think that that's going to be up to her and up to the network to really market her, to really brand her in a way, acting as if no one knows who she is.
Casey Afaany is an associate editor with Fast Company magazine, where he mainly covers entertainment. We were talking about YouTube star Lily Singh's move to NBC Late Night.